This is Wade Brathew with the Chief Organizer's Report on how a Texas judge slaps down James O'Keefe's voter reg claims. It's only a matter of time before someone sues James O'Keefe, the video scammer, for false advertising to prevent him from calling his operation Project Veritas, since Veritas means truth in Latin and he has no clue what that is. O'Keefe's latest tempest in a teapot has been his accusations against the Battleground Texas Voter Registration Project. He and his associates had memorably called the group something on the order of the New Acorn, so that obviously attracted my interest and enthusiastic support for them right from hello. Once you strip down all the hyperbole, allegations, accusations, and his general cry that the sky was falling on democracy in Texas, the kernel of his argument was that somehow the battlegrounders were keeping the phone numbers of folks they registered in order to call and remind them to vote when the next election came nigh. Oh, and the O'Keefers also said this was done at the behest of Wendy Davis, one of the Democratic candidates for governor, once Rick Perry is done. The O'Keefers filed their complaints amidst hubbub from the Republican Tea People and the general red meat crowd, so a Texas judge appointed a couple of special prosecutors to look into the mess, including one who was Republican, since fair is fair still, even for some folks in Texas. Needless to say, there was no there there. In his dismissal of all charges, the judge administered a slapdown in his conclusion. The Veritas video, he said, was little more than a canard and political disinformation. The video is particularly unprofessional when it suggested that the actions of Battleground Texas were advocated by a Texas gubernatorial candidate and that the actions of a single volunteer deputy registrar may even involve private health data, which is not involved in the voter registration process. Oh yeah, did I forget to say that while they were taking shots at Acorn in equally scattershot fashion, they had alleged that somehow their complaints were also connected to hanky-panky by the battlegrounders with Obamacare. Invoking Obama's name on the O'Keefe besotted wacko right is a clue that the fur is about to fly. So you can't fire off an angry screed without connecting the dots back to Obama, Acorn, etc., etc., etc. That's Latin, too. As for the actual allegation, well, to quote MSNBC.com's report, the special prosecutors wrote that the prohibition on recording phone numbers only applies to the official county registrar, not volunteer registrars like Battleground Texas activists. Readers will recall that O'Keefe is in Texas largely at the behest of Breitbart.com, which is hoping there in the United Kingdom that their brand of hateration can stir up confusion for upcoming elections in both places. MSNBC reminded readers that it's all about voter suppression, of course, and that there's plenty at stake. Texas has one of the lowest turnout rates in the country, and because Hispanics in the state are registered to vote at a significantly lower rate than other ethnic groups, boosting their participation rate is crucial to Democratic hopes. For the GOP, hampering that effort is a key strategy for holding on to power. Already, Texas Republicans have made registration more difficult. A 2011 law required that anyone registering voters complete an extensive training program and imposed other restrictions. And a state's strict voter ID law, currently being challenged by the Justice Department, has been shown to disproportionately affect non-whites. I couldn't have said it better myself, but trust me on this. O'Keefe's total lack of a moral compass and disregard for anything resembling the truth makes him immune from embarrassment, since his only interest is in drawing blood at the first deepest cut, not whether or not he suffers some scrapes himself. Nonetheless, as his base continues to narrow, we can count the months till his minders, less immune to the damage, finally cut him off at the funding stream, which is the only thing he'll ever notice. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.